JJC.
DJC, KN4BWA. What's up, Jerry?
You haven't heard you in a while.
I haven't been around in a while. Yeah, I took the camper out and was doing some camping down in the lower part of the state. And I've been up to other things, too, that's kind of kept me busy. Broke and out of trouble. You know how that is.
I bet you ain't broke. I don't know about anything else, eh? I tell you, we got a monsoon here. Gosh, Thursday, I guess. Hope the weather was good where you were.
The weather was perfect where we were, but I tell you what, we returned Wednesday night and got here just in time for the monsoon on Thursday. Oh, me, I tell you what. We had a great time down there, though.
We stayed down there, Steve.
Well, there's a place down there near Modoc, between Modoc and Plum Branch, called Hamilton Branch State Park. And we get a campsite down there with our camper and set up and just relax.
Down that way pretty often. I don't remember that particular state park. I probably drove past it, didn't realize it was there, but I used to go through Plum Branch a good bit when I was working, but ain't been down that way. And, well, last time I went down that way is when I was headed to Augusta, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago. It's probably the last time I've been down there, I guess, until you had a guy work with me. They had some horse riding thing down there once a year, some big bunch of people rode horses, and that's where they always camp, somewhere down in that area. They I don't know if they had a bunch of people down there, but it's kind of an annual trip for them, I think. But he always enjoyed it when he went down there.
Nice area. Park is right there on Clark's Hill, and our campsite was right on the water, so it was very pleasant. My wife said it was a little too cool to take our boat, so I didn't take the boat. Next time we go, which will be in...
I got things out of his banks up here. Harville's really high compared to what it's been like in years past. But I had a well, it was kind of a distant, probably a second or third cousin, had a little marina deal down the other side of Clark's Hill over there at kind of down around Washington, somewhere down that area. I think maybe Thompson up above that area, but hadn't been down there years. They had a little marina down there, a little small marina, sold boats and motors, and had a little cafe fish camp down there. But it's been, I'm sure he's retired. It's probably been over 30 years since last time I was down there, but it was a real nice area. Where he was, it was, the land was just really level, kind of like it is up at Lake Watery, up around Lancashire, up in that area. And it just made good campsites, and all that stuff at Watery is all private now. I'm sure they got some places where people can camp up there, but that was always a lot nicer. I thought Harl's always been kind of, to me, it's always been, usually you don't have a lot on Harl. There's very few of them, if any, left, I guess.
The premium stuff has been taken up, that's for sure. Listen, I forgot my wallet, and I've had to turn around and come back to the house and get my wallet. I'm going to run in and grab it real quick, and I'll be back in just a minute.
I'll be standing by here for DJC. Standing by.
KCK for VWA.
N4DJC here. Well, it sounds like you had a good trip. The guy that lives across the street from me, he and his wife had camping sites at a couple of locations, I think. They go to the beach every once in a while. They had one. They still got one. And I want to say it's up near Hiawassee, Georgia. And he had two of them up there. He's got a fifth wheel he pulls up there, and he'll stay up there for a daggum month, I think. But he had two of them up there, I think, Steve. He had it set up so he could stay up there year-round if you wanted. It was pretty reasonable. I was shocked when he told me how much he paid for those things. I think it was like $2,500 or something like that when he initially got in on it. And, you know, everything was, the rates were reasonable when they stayed up there. And, because I thought, you know, those things are a lot more expensive than that. But I think he pays, it's not very much a year, I think. I know when I was still working at Springs, when Spring Maid Beach was still owned by the company, when it dropped here. And that way you could, you know, you could, you basically had a lifetime lease on the campsite down, and you could pull your little, you know, pull trailer or whatever down there, put it on the pad down there, and or it might have been a 25-year lease. And I was on that list for I don't know how long, and I was going to just buy a small one, you know, about an 18-foot one, just leave it, not hand, just give somebody to haul it down there for me and leave it down there, but people started subletting them out and all that stuff, and it just got where I think there about 60 people in front of me. Just before I was about to come up on the list, that's about the time when they stopped all that. So people subletting them out, kind of ruined the whole experience for people down there. But that was a pretty neat little deal. That was a good place to go. We stayed down there several times. The company owned this old beach house called the Spring Maid Villa down there. They moved that house off the beach and moved it somewhere else back in the 80s, I think. But it was that's where we'd have our little company retreats and go down there and fiddle around, play golf and fish and cook and all that sort of, you know, get into foolishness and all that kind of stuff.
My son-in-law's grandparents do that very thing down at Old Spring Maid at Myrtle Beach. And they still got theirs down there. But now, you know, Spring Maid sold the hotel and the campground and all that stuff in there. But the new owners have to honor those lifetime leases, and they still got theirs.
Of course, this was after 17 years, I think. And that was before I moved here to Anderson. We lived in Fort Mill for Rock Hill since the late 70s. And I got on that list because only employees, you know, could get on the list. If I'd known that, I'd kept my name. Of course, my name stayed on the list, but I had somebody that worked on the inside there that was handling that. Actually, she was a clerk of mine at one time, and she went to work for that part of the company, and she put me on the list and kind of kept me informed about it. But I didn't know they still honored those. I didn't know it still existed, Steve. I'm surprised I hadn't been down there in years and years and years, though. But that was it's great they still got that thing, because that was I think you paid, it was like nothing back then. It was virtually, you know, they were still, you know, renting houses to people. Springs was like $4 or $5 a room for the mill houses or something like that. But up until not too long before I left the company, until when the people had a chance to buy them out, you know, buy the house for just, you know, pennies on the dollar, basically. I didn't know they still did. I'm glad it's still down there, because it was people have been going down there for 50, 60 years, I guess.
Oh, I'm thinking that it had been down there since about the 1950s. Mid-50s to late 60s. And then they built that hotel down there in about 1970, I think. And I forget who bought it, but they remodeled the hotel, and I don't know what this joker's doing in front of him. They don't even, I don't think they even know. They had a right turn signal on and they're turning left. It takes all kinds, brother, you know it.
What you did. They I didn't know they did that. I had say that it'd been years ago they at the little hotel they had down there, and like I said, there was a villa that was actually owned by, I think the colonel used to go down there when he was still living, you know, till he passed away sometime in the '60s. The colonel used to go down there and stay. But it was an old beach house. It had like two stories and, you know, porch. I worked with a porch around the back side. It had a big kitchen. I mean, I think it had about 10 or 12 bedrooms in it, something like that. And that's where we'd stay. We'd rent it for like, you know, 4 days or something like that, carry a group down there. But the other one, I think, I was going to say it was like back when I was looking at it back in the 80s, seemed like the lease owner was like $1,400 a year, maybe $1,200. And the reason I was looking at that point in time, my son was thinking about going to the Citadel, and I said, well, we're going to have to go down there and check on him every once in a while. Let's just, you know, move on up there and, you know, get in there. But, you know, I said, never did come to fruition. But, yeah, I think it must have been a lifetime lease, I think, Steve. I don't know whether I could pass them on or not to the relatives. But so your son-in-law's grandparents, they must have worked for Springs at one time then. One time then they sold out to a company in Brazil, and the company in Brazil basically shut everything down here in the U.S. and made all the operations, with the exception of one or two for a while to Brazil. And then still one member of the Close family still doing some stuff with in Rock Hill there. He's got I want to say it's Derek, but it might be maybe one of the other ones. But had a little operation there. It was some deal with graphic design and that sort of thing, fabrics, but they weren't actually making anything, I don't think.
Yeah, you know, South Carolina Educational Television did a big long thing on Springs Mills and the history of it. And seems to me like they covered some of that. And yeah, it was quite interesting. There was a long history on that, you know what?
My uncle worked for Johns Manville, and he sold roofing materials to Springs when they were building the plants down there around Fort Lawn, that area. And he said the colonel would only deal with one person. He was like the VP of Johns Manville at that time, and he'd only dealt with him. And the colonel loved trains. He liked to fly too. I can't remember what it was now. It was either a gull wing or something that he had. He had a landing strip there. You can still see what's left of it there when you go through Fort Mill. But anyway, he loved trains, so he had his own railroad down there, the LMC Spring Bay line, and he engineered the train sometimes himself, and he was a real character. But his daughter, Ann Close, married Ann Springs Close married Bill Close. Bill was the CEO of the company for quite a few years, and sometime in the late 60s until he retired. And Ann just died recently. She just died a few years ago. She was at one time she was staying at one of the assisted living places near one of my aunts. They were good friends, but Ann was a trip to that. But the colonel now, he was something else. He bought Rolls Royce and turned it into a pickup truck. They wouldn't sell any, Rolls wouldn't sell him any more cars anymore. But he was a real trip. I saw that thing was recently on PBS again. It's been the last 6 months, I guess. They aired it every once in a while. It's always interesting because the advertising they used to do was, we still got some original advertising art that I got out of the executive office before they shut everything down. And they had some risque ads that they used to run back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, I remember that. Now that you mention it, they had some ads that were, back in the day, those were kind of borderline, weren't they?
They got the original art for it. It framed it, says, it's got a picture of like a Native American girl and some guy in a headdress that said a buck well spent on a spring-made sheet. They advertised that in all the papers, even had it on billboards and stuff. And, there's a bunch of other ones, but the colonel, he was a character. When they built that, the executive office up there, Steve, they had, the colonel was, you know, he had a big deal about designing that thing. The windows, if you ever go through there, if you go by there, the executive office will be on your right if you headed into Fort Mill, and on your left if you headed out. But the windows, he designed the windows around the major conference room look like one of the Zeppelins, because the windows are angled. You know, they're kind of angled upwards like they do in a Zeppelin. And he had a conference table that would actually, you hit a button and it would sink down into the floor. And he never lived to put the helicopter pad. They had a helicopter pad on top of it too. And the pilot used to live in an apartment complex, land managed when we were living there. And they wanted somebody to do a video of all the plants and Reeves, who was a pilot, said, well, you had to operate a video camera, why don't you come with? We flew for about 3 hours. We went to Bisco and Blanks and all the plants. You know, that's before Clark Rabel was involved in them then. I mean, not Clark Rabel and Wampson was involved in them then. We flew to all the plants. I took a video of them. And O'Reeves, I said, well, this thing, he said, back then it was about $300 or $400 an hour to operate that. It had a Bell Jet Ranger. And it was about $300 or $400 an hour. I said, how much money we spend there, Reeves? He said, about $2,000. Don't worry about it.
Well, it would just spoil me. I'm right where I need to be. I don't need that kind of money. It just ruined me. Well, Jerry, I enjoyed talking to you this morning. I'm driving down here to Greer, and I'm going to meet my daughter at the Sherwin-Williams store. I got to get her some paint on my account with the Sherwin-Williams people. And got to get her taken care of. Getting these kids taken care of is all lifetime experience. They never really get off on their own, do they?
Hey, guys, speaking, it's going to turn off. It turns back on again. That's what I told one of my buddies. He said, they keep coming back every once in a while. They ask for advice. And don't take it and that sort of thing. But my daughter and granddaughter, they're up in New York right now. Especially the back Sunday, the daughter and granddaughter was in something in Greenville County with that. Greenville County Choir, you know, school choir, they went up there, they're supposed to be in Carnegie Hall, either, I think, today or yesterday, and they've been up there since Wednesday evening, I think, and they've been having a big time. They said it was really cold up there the first few days. Hopefully it'll be warmed up, and they're supposed to be back tomorrow, I think. Steve, you have a good afternoon. It's really good talking to you. Glad to hear you on. You, by the way, the audio, whatever you're running, the audio sounds really, really good on this crisp. It doesn't sound muffled at all. But let's say good talk to you, and hope you get some flying time in too while you're at it. I can't ever think of your dang problem. And anyway, I think it'd be VWA, but I ain't real sure. N4DJC after you.
Roger, Roger, Jerry. I appreciate the ride along. You have a good afternoon, and you take it easy, bud. KN4VWA, I'm clear.